Today there's a whole discussion regarding the prohibition of abortion. It comes up in current events as well because ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, she just got put on the Supreme Court, and she's a known Catholic, and we know the Catholics are very strict on abortion. Again, there's different versions of Christians and Catholics, but on the books, the sheet is that better two deaths than one murder. In other words, abortion is always prohibited, even if you're going to put the mother in danger. That's clearly not the Torah position. So, in fact, that's what we learned in Parshas Noach. The Isser, we learned out about, Noach was the Isser of suicide. But we know the Gemara tells us the Sanhedrin that if a non-Jew violates the Sheva Mitzvahs, then they know have to put to death. So, if abortion in one of the Zayin Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, is murder. So, if abortion is murder, so then a non-Jew would be Chayav Misa. So, we paskin for a Jew, you wouldn't be Chayav Misa. Because even if it is murder, but it's not a full nefesh yet, you have to kill a full nefesh. Again, we'll have to get into it, but how could we have it's a passage to have something which is usher. Well, the principle of something can't be mutter for a Jew and usher for a guy. The question is here we're not saying it's mutter for a Jew, because is it possible that you could have a more stringent penalty on that? So that's a discussion, but the bottom line is that's why it's a whole discussion of abortion. So it's a major machlokas Rashi and the Rambam about based on the Mishnah Olos, the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes it, about a woman's having difficulty at birth. So before the head comes in, before the child is born, whatever born means, so then you could do the abortion. But once the head comes out, once the baby's born, you can no longer do the abortion. That's the Mishnah. So Rashi learns like the Pashtis that, what's the reason for the distinction before the born and after? Because before you're born is not a full nefesh. So apparently there's no Isser Ritzicha. There's no prohibition of murder because there's no wife. It's not going to be murder if it's not alive yet. It's not fully alive. There is life, but it's not fully alive. But once the baby's born, so then you're not allowed to. We know that's one of the big three. You can't kill someone to save your own life. So to kill the fetus to save your life, so it's not a full nefesh, therefore it's okay. But once the baby's born, so then you're equal. So why is one life? Who says my life is better than yours? Who says my blood is redder than yours? In fact, that was one of the shilohs that came up. Many unfortunate shilohs during the Holocaust where a Nazi would rape a Jewish woman, get her pregnant, but so if they found out that he was the father, he'd be killed or he'd be punished. So he used to go to a Jewish doctor and put a gun to it and say, you do an abortion or else I'm going to kill you. So the question is, doing an abortion is generally usher, but the issue is your life's in danger. So that was the shiloh. Do I say, if I don't do the abortion, he's going to kill me. But if I do the abortion, it's not a nefesh yet. So that's a discussion in the poskim. That's how Rashi seems to make the simple pshat. Before you're born, there's no Isser Ritzicha because it's not a full nefesh. We have to say, according to Rashi, what Rashi's not saying it's mutter. He's just saying if there's no Isser Ritzicha. And the Rambam has a different pshat. And Rav Moshe seems to go with that. His Rav Moshe is very machmir, or everyone else is very meiko, however you want to look at it, but the Rav Moshe seems to go with the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the reason why you're allowed to get an abortion before the baby's born is because we have it is Ritzicha, but there's a concept of a rodev. A rodev means if someone has a knife, if Reuven's running after Shimon, Reuven's going to kill Shimon, so then you're allowed to kill Reuven. Or you first try to stop Reuven, but if the only way to do it, then you're allowed to kill him. So the baby's a rodev of the mother, and therefore you're allowed to kill the rodev. Aye, so why don't we say that Achar, So why don't we say it after she's born? So she's still putting, assuming she is, maybe she's still in a case where she would be, let's say. So the answer is no, there's no clear road, Dave. In other words, if I have two people fighting, they both have knives, or I don't know who's doing what, so it's not the end of a road, Dave. It has to be a clear cut who, if someone, there's a road, Dave, and a near death, that someone's being attacked. So in the case of the post, birth, we don't know who the road is. We can't apply the lach of rodev, so the effort is an itzer ritzicha, so the effort I'm not permitted to kill the fetus. So that's the major machlokas, Rashi versus the Rambam, and how you learn the Mishnah pre-birth versus post-birth, and Afka, it seems to come out, according to the Rambam, is an itzer ritzicha. The only way you're allowed to do it pre-birth is because the halach of rodev, but if not, the iser ritzicha is there, and according to Ram, there is no iser ritzicha until after birth. So there'll be many nafka. We'll have to get into different nafka minas. So that's why everyone would agree in the case against the Catholic Church. Everyone agrees in Judaism that if the fetus is endangering the mom, you do the abortion. It's a mitzvah to do the abortion. So the question is, let's say a scenario where the mother's life isn't in danger, but let's say it'll be a Tay-Sachs baby, it'll be some other complication, maybe a woman was raped, or other crises, so maybe then it'll be a nafka mina, because according to Rav Moshe, according to the Rambam, if it's an iser ritzicha, the het is going to have to be pikuach nefesh. But if you hold like Rashi, it's not an iser ritzicha, so there's more room to be lenient. So for instance, if according to Rav Moshe, the Rambam, that it has to be, because it only clear-cut pikuach nefesh is when the mother is being physically, is going to die. So again, so the effort in theory, so Rachmana, what if someone's raped, so the effort, so according to the Rambam or Rav Moshe, there's no hetzer per se to get the abortion. The hetzer would be if it's a psychological pikuach nefesh, that the women have to live thinking every time they see the baby or the pregnant that this person raped me, so then we take in psychological as well. According to the other sheet, it doesn't necessarily have to be, it has to be a strong sarach, but we could see what you need. We have to first see what the iser is, where it's an iser nezikin, it's like cutting off your finger, and then we have to see. So then, if it's not ritzicha, so then what type of tzarach warrants it? If it, you know, and then how do you, and then you get, you know, psychological pikuach nefesh, it's much harder to define. Everyone agrees to it in principle. There's no difference between physical pikuach nefesh and psychological. Like we permit to turn on the light for the blind woman, even though she's not benefiting, but psychologically she thinks you can see better or whatever the issue might be. So we clearly believe in psychological pikuach nefesh. It's just much harder of a measuring. You might have a machlokas. Does this case reach a degree of psychological pikuach nefesh? But if you hold it's an iser resicha, so it has to be pikuach nefesh. If you don't, if it's less than iser resicha, so then you could permit abortion even if it's not a pikuach nefesh, if it's a saragado, and that what a saragado is, that's what the major discussion among the poskim, what reaches that level of saragado. So it's going to depend on what you hold the issue of abortion is, and how much of a shasad chak would the situation be. But obviously, as always, there's an issue of abortion. We don't permit abortion for no reason, for convenience. But it's clear also that if the mother's life's in danger, we definitely do. We have a mitzvah chiyuv to do an abortion. And then among some shasat chak, sarachi, and there are cases where the gray areas, and we can have a machokas among the poskim, under what conditions do we permit an abortion when it's not direct danger to the life of the mother.